ran out of time. It was fabulous. It was fabulous. I thought I got two complaints. All my complaints, two complaints. You stopped. You said Yonik stopped too early. I'm not kidding. And everything in the Divrei Torah, so that will work on later. I want to mention one last thing that I wanted to say yesterday, and this will be the end of the Shabbaton, okay? The Torah tells us, the end of Vayera mentions that Rivka is born. The Torah mentions at the end of Vayera that Rivka is born. Ready for this? And then Sarah dies when? At the beginning of Chai Sarah. The Torah gives you a list of all the people, and it says Rivka's born. Vusol Yiladus Rivka. Then the next parasha, Sarah dies. So some of the Mepharshim say an idea that Hashem has a plan for the world. Am Yisrael is going to last forever. So Sarah's going to die now. What does Hashem work it out? That before Sarah dies, her replacement's in place. So the timing's perfect. You with me? Hashem has a plan. He knows what he's doing. Am Yisrael is going to survive forever. There's a promise like that in the Torah in a couple of places. So the fact that the Torah tells us Rivka's born before Sarah dies, that's a perfect fit. That Hashem has a plan. Am Yisrael is going to make it till Mashiach comes. Got it? What's the challenge? Whether we're going to be there, we and our descendants are going to be there. I heard something just now. The train is amazing. In the year 2000, I think it was the year 2000, January 1st, the New York Times put out a special edition, like a mock edition, of what it's going to be like in January 1st, 2100. You know, and they made up, you know, who's going to be in control and the president and this, you know, and different, you know, they projected. And in the bottom corner of the page, it said, candle lighting time, Friday. Yeah, don't forget, Jewish women light candles at, you know, 5:20. That's amazing. Got it? So the question is your great-great-granddaughter going to be that girl who's lighting the candles in the New York Times? 2100. That's a great story. Okay. So there's a story in my books. I think it's in the book 36. I heard it on a tape from Shlomo Karabach. And here's the story. You know, in Stoll and Karlin, they daven very loud. They yell. So one time, it was time for davening. I think the story says mincha, but it doesn't work with halacha, so we'll make it ma'ariv. Okay. They're going to daven ma'ariv now. And so they get in wagons to go daven. And the Rebbe says, we're going to go daven in another town, not where we are. And they get in the wagons and they go to one town. The next town is getting late. It's getting late. The next town. Says, here we're going to daven. So he has like 40 guys with him. So they need a place to daven comfortably. So they find an inn, you know, a little like place with a little front yard. And they come to the door and a really old man comes out. I mean, really old, comes out. And they ask him, the Rebbe says, can we use your area to daven, our evening prayers? He says, yeah. So they start davening. And when they daven, they yell. And they're yelling and davening. And they wake up all the goyim in the town. And they come out and they're so inspired. They start davening, you know, to their God. And it's an amazing Kiddush Hashem. Everyone's davening. They bring fruits and give a present to the Rebbe. It's the most amazing night. Almost as good as the Onek. Oh, whatever. Okay, anyway, it was almost as good. Now, it's amazing. And then, they're about to leave, and the Rebbe turns to the old man and he says, Nu, what do you have to tell me? And the old man says, today is my 107th birthday. On my 7th birthday, the Baal Shem Tov came here with his Talmidim. And my great-grandfather was the owner of this inn. And I was there as a kid. And as the Baal Shem Tov was leaving, he put his holy hands on my little hand, on my little head. Now we need to start playing the music. Hand my little head. And he gave me a bracha, a blessing. And he said, Baal Shem Tov said to me, you're going to live a very long life. And when my students get here, tell them I was here before them. And now you came 100 years later. Because Stalin Kalin is like, you know, a couple of generations after the Baal Shem Tov. So what's the point? The point is that's Yahadus. That 100 years later, your students are doing the same thing you did. They're davening. They're serving Hashem. They're lighting Shabbos candles. That's a challenge of life. That's the challenge. And the challenge for you and for me is to make the right decisions, marrying the right girl, before that, being religious enough, being passionate enough, deciding where to live, deciding what your home's going to feel like. When you walk into your home, what is your house going to feel like? The living room sets the tone in the home. The living room is what? The canvas upon which you paint your children's chinuch.
That's a line.
It's a line. That's how, put it on the sweatshirt. Now, whatever.
The
living room. The living room is the canvas. Your living room is the canvas upon which you paint your children's chinuch. That means before you start doing anything, your house feels like something. There's a canvas. What does it feel like? If you have this big television with, you know, whatever fancy televisions are, the ones like they curl in, you get the 3D thing, and then you have the red zone. You have red zone coverage. It's unbelievable.
Last week,
if that's your living room, that's a feel that your house has before anything happens in your house. If your house has nice storing shelves, if your house has nice pictures of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbanim, then it feels like something. So these are decisions, that we have to make. And this is the goal. We want it to be that, just like the Baal Shem Tov, students did the same thing he did. Why they chose that town, I don't know. And why they daven there, I don't know. But they did it. That's it. You have to be a holy person to have that. Or to be in that your great-great-granddaughter is going to be there in the New York Times, 2100. Hopefully she'll be in Israel. But even in Israel. But the New York Times says they're going to light candles. So it's like this. Hashem, that's going to happen. There will be Jews lighting candles in 2100. There will be. That's exactly this week's parsha, that Rivka was born before Sarah died. So the plan was there. It's all happening. Hashem has a plan for everything. It's all going to fit in the end. We'll see how it all fits. We've got to make those decisions. And what Reb Judah said was, that's the Halacha Reb Judah Shlita. You're not there yet. Okay. If I want to say Reb Judah, it's the Halacha Reb Judah Shlita. For you, it's Reb Judah. That's okay. That's always it. Reb Judah said was a very nice idea. You have a short-term decision. Sort of looks okay. It's hard. It's a hard choice. But long-term, looking back, woo, that's going to make a big difference. That's exactly the choices you guys are making now. Whether that's a shalshel, 100 years from now, they're going to be in the Masorah. Got it? So the energy from the Shabbaton has to be brought in, and this is what Reb Jack said from Reb Zev Shlita, that the challenge is taking the inspiration and bringing it into the daily, to day-to-day afterwards. You with me? But that's it, guys. You come to Seder every day, you learn every day, you take davening seriously, you start doing Mishnayos Yomi, you start doing some Nach Yomi, you start learning Halacha, and you make that choice inside, I want to be a Ben Torah, and that affects everything. It affects my Chevra, it affects how I spend my free time, it affects how I spend my relaxing time, who I hang out with. These are big choices. And each one's a Shalshelish choice. I heard a great mashal from Reb Zaki, a former Talmud. Like a sniper. A sniper shoots like from a mile away, right? A sniper might go, I don't know, is that true? A mile away? Maybe, let's say, because a sniper can shoot from a mile away. I don't know, is that positive? Let's say a mile away. So if his gun is off, like, you know, 2 millimeters, then by a mile away it's in a different place. That's a good mushel. That's a very good mushel. So the choice, these are the choices now. It fits with the Ger Batosha. So that's the goal. The goal is to make the right choices that in 100 years your students are doing the things you're doing. They're coming to Seder and they're learning, and your great 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 granddaughter is lighting the candles in the New York Times 2100 edition.